So all this technology in Windows 7 is very exciting. But most of the functionality already exists in GDI and GDI Plus, and you can do most of the stuff with GDI and GDI Plus. So why even bother?
So there's a couple reasons for this about why it's worth bothering. And the first one probably comes around the mixture of capability and performance. So with GDI, it's a very capable API, no anti-aliasing, had hardware acceleration. We broke it for a while. We've tried to fix it again in Win 7. GDI Plus added the anti-aliasing capability and the support for scalability to try to get rid of raster ops and some other things that were sort of more pixel-oriented. The performance wasn't there. We never really got it to the point where it could be hardware accelerated. And we could have gone back and tried to do more work, but the style of the API and the capability still wasn't quite right. So it seemed better to, again, have an API that fit in with the stylistically with the rest of the family, had all the capabilities and a little bit more of what's available at GDI Plus, and have the performance. And in particular, having it be hardware accelerated and leveraging the other DirectX components for hardware acceleration makes it so that the application performance scales with the hardware. And as we get better hardware, that they can do more and more in their applications. And for the case of DWrite, that we continue to add more sophisticated capabilities. And what we really are is improving the quality of it. And again, we'd like to have an API that fits in with the same family as the style as the other APIs. And so it has more capability in terms of the sophistication in the rendering and support for typography features that is the new capability, and it fits in with in this bigger picture. I want to go back and show some examples of the capabilities that have been added to the desktop window manager and the composition system. So some of these you may have seen in other demos that from the Shell team, that they've done things to improve the window management experience. So back in Vista, we added live thumbnails. Actually, let me start up this video. And in this video, they happen to be demoing the live thumbnails, so I'll just recursively in my Meta universe demo the live thumbnails. And so, we've enhanced these for Windows 7. But what I want to do is get across the idea that these take advantage of the retained surfaces, these redirection surfaces that the compositor is keeping. And we, for each of the applications that are running, we draw them as these thumbnails using a texture mapping as a minified view. Now, so we added that in Windows Vista and then enhanced it in Windows 7. A new feature that we added that we had hoped to do in Windows Vista and didn't have time and have now finished in Windows 7 was adding more general magnification capability for accessibility. So if I hit the Windows plus key, it turns on the magnifier. And some people may be used to using the magnification accessibility application from Windows XP and Windows Vista. This is sort of a redo of that, taking advantage of the DWM's texture mapping capability and the composition system and the redirection surfaces to essentially just draw the entire desktop with a magnification filter rather than drawing at normal resolution. And so you can increase the amount of magnification. And again, it's using the live content, so you can see it with the video. And one of the things that we're interested in about the experience is making sure it was fast to get in and get out of. And I think we've made some significant improvements there. There are additional features that I could show that you'll probably see in other people's demos, like the arrow peak, the window arrangement feature, maximizes a window or can half maximize to half the width or half or to the full screen. And these are sort of a combination of using the capabilities that are in DWM and improvements from the Shell team that's working on the window management experience.
So this is very cool. Now, there's another very nice feature that was also presented in PDC. If you hit the Windows and the P, right, you can select a different projector type. And you also have for developers like multi-mall and remote monitor and stuff like that. So how does this feature, for example, the one we see right here on the screen, relates to what we talked so far?
Okay, so this gets into an interesting area about sort of the lower part of the graphic stack and the driver model and display configuration and the work that we've done there. So maybe we'll pull away from the demo. I'll just quickly show what the interface looks like. That what we want to do is make it easy to be able to configure, in particular, a projector connected to a laptop to switch and make sure that it was either extending the desktop or cloning the view of the display onto the projector. But it also has some limited capability for on a desktop system for switching between multimon and not multimon. And after we switch away from the demo, I'll talk in a little bit more detail about how this affects the system and what it was we were trying to achieve there.
So David, during the demo, you mentioned some lower level parts. Can you describe them a little bit?
Yeah. So the part I'd like to spend a little bit of time on is what we think about is the connecting and configuring displays part of the system, and that's the heart of that WinP key. Mm-hmm. And so, if we look kind of, these are the rendering APIs, and below these that we get to the layer of the drivers and management of displays. And I break this up into sort of two pieces. There's the processing part. So this is how do I render lines and triangles and stuff like that. And then there's the managing monitors or displays. And so the CCD stuff is about this part of the stack. And traditionally, there's the way we think about this is that there's hardware devices plugged in, things called adapters. And an adapter has some number of connectors on the end that allows a monitor to be attached to it. And in the Windows XP days, Microsoft didn't really do a huge amount of innovation in that area. What happened, and this is sort of a repeating pattern, is that our hardware partners and third-party developers go and figure out new technology and sort of prototype it into the system, and then when it becomes mainstream, then we want to help them out and try to standardize it and make it be more stable and uniform for all the customers. And so this notion of multimon came along first, that on a desktop system I could plug in multiple monitors and there was some configuration that would happen. And then with laptops, you had the ability to plug in a projector. And there's a couple different modes, and I'll talk a little bit more about what those modes mean, about whether it's extending the desktop and I get a bigger desktop that spans multiple monitors, or whether it's mirroring the contents of the desktop onto a projector or onto a monitor. And all of this is controlled inside here, and it's an area where in Windows Vista we tried to do some work to make the detecting a projector and having the display the desktop automatically show up on the projector happen, and frankly we didn't do such a good job of it so in Windows 7 tried attempt number 2, put a lot more people on it and spent a lot more time looking at the problem. And so I'm going to step back for a second and just talk a little bit about what the desktop looks like. So in Windows, and this is kind of an evolved model of the world, is there's a big virtual desktop, and it has it's 64,000 by 64,000. It has plus and minus coordinates, the zeros here. And what happens is when a monitor is connected to the system, it creates what we typically call a view, which corresponds to the height and width of the display, the monitor that's plugged into the system. So if it's 10 by 7 or 1280 by 1024, whatever, that'll match the some image that, or some subset of this view on top of the large virtual desktop. And when there's multiple monitors, there's a couple different modes that I can extend. And extend means add another view, and it needs to be adjacent in some way. It could be either horizontally adjacent or vertically adjacent. And I can add more monitors. And what I'm doing is adding more views to the virtual desktop. And then individual windows show up on those views. So if I have an application draws a window, or it can span these views. So this is extended mode. Then there's also a notion of mirrored mode, or what we typically call internally as clone mode. And instead of extending the desktop, so this would go off in the extended desktop mode to one monitor over here, and this would be another monitor over here. Now, if instead we are doing the case of clone, I'll have a view, pardon my bad drawing, and what happens is that rather than extending the desktop, that I'll have a monitor over here that gets a copy of the view, and then a projector over here that gets it. And what happens is, we have a complicated chunk of software in the middle that's trying to configure this, and it's kind of got a hard problem because it needs to enumerate the capabilities of the monitor, and monitors keep a table inside them that says what resolutions do they support and what refresh rates and what color depth and those sorts of bits of information. And then the connector also has a bunch of information with it that says what the graphics hardware, the output system is capable of doing, and the software in between has to match it up. And you can imagine that it gets more and more complicated the more connectors and the more monitors are connected into the system, because they're not all independent. That, for example, one might need some amount of bandwidth or some amount of capacity to send through the wires, and they'll trade off against one another. And so the underlying software has this complex job. Now, this had all been surfaced through evolving GDI APIs. There was the change display settings and enumerate display settings APIs to configure this. And the richness of the ecosystem in terms of representation had sort of far outstripped the API's ability to represent those things. So we redid those APIs and sort of redid the control panel applications for configuring it to use those new APIs, and did the WinP key to also go and have some sort of built-in detection and settings to go configure this stuff. And so that has turned out to be a reasonably large feature. And I think I'd mentioned earlier that what we wanted to do is migrate that capability from GDI and put it in DXGI as part of our long-term thinking about the architecture of the system.
So, hi, David. Thank you very much for coming in and taking the length to explain all the new things in Windows 7 graphics, all the detail. It looks like very exciting technology and a lot of news for developers out there. Any words for closure?
Well, first, I appreciate the opportunity to explain and try to rationalize the things that we're doing. And I'd kind of like to go over a couple of the big themes that, one, we're continuing to make lots and lots of investments in the graphics architecture and the greater graphics stack to try to improve things. One is, trying to have the better customer experience, more robust, more stable, more consistent. And the second part is, from the developer side, it's really about trying to provide this consistent forward-looking API around the foundational graphics, that the work that we've done on D2D and D-Write, the formalization around the D3D 10 API and hardware acceleration are important directions for us that we're going to continue on in the future and try to add more capabilities along this path.
Cool. So so again, this is very, very exciting technology, and it's important to say this is just our first video of a series of video. We're probably going to spend some time on any of the blocks that are painted here on the whiteboard.
Yeah, that'll be great. There'll be an opportunity to go through them in a lot more detail and explain all of the stuff I glossed over.
Cool. So again, thank you very much, and stay tuned. We're going to have some more coming up.